As I prepare couples for marriage, when they meet with me, one of the sessions that we talk about is dying to self, death to self. And they do some questions on it before they come back and meet with me. And almost all of them, some are pretty good, but almost all of them don't really understand what it means to die to self. They don't understand what it means to have a death to self. They all see that as a very negative thing, sort of like, oh, I'm dying inside. You know, but a death to self, as St. Paul talks about, which is the Christian understanding of it, is getting rid of the things that are just me so that Christ can live in me. But I think even when we do have a proper understanding of what it means to die to self, we don't like it very much. We like ourself. We like the things that we're about. We like how we live our lives. We like kind of having control. We don't want to hand anything over, even if it's handing it over to Jesus, because it means change in our lives. Sometimes painful change if it's sin that we need to get rid of. What we need to understand, as Jesus talks to us in the gospel today, that none of us are going to escape judgment. We can't. Jesus is God. God knows all, he sees all, and he will be our one and only and true judge when we die and meet him face to face. So it's not a question of will we die, because we will, but will we die to ourselves now so that we can be welcomed by Jesus, rather than holding on to ourselves now and be condemned by our Lord for not living for him. And living for him is really the crux of this. Many of us, probably all of us here, since we're here at Mass, have God as a part of our life. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't bother. But there's a difference between having God be a part of our life and having God be the center of our life by which all other things are measured. When we make our decisions, and I'm not talking about what you're going to eat for breakfast or lunch or dinner, when we make our decisions about how we spend our money, what we do with our leisure time, how much we pray, whether going to Mass is a priority or not, whether we make confession a priority in our lives, those are questions which are litmus tests for us as to whether God is the center of our lives by which all other things are measured, or if God is just a part of our life. Because when God's just a part of our life, it's very easy to push him to the side because it's convenient to do so. It's very easy to push God to the side when I don't want to wake up on Sunday morning, or it's a nice evening and I just don't want to go to Mass on Saturday. It's easy to push God to the side when what I know the church says is a sin, but I kind of like it, I don't go to confession for it because God's just a part of my life. It's easy to spend my money on all these things of the world and not give to the poor when God's just a part of my life. Brothers and sisters, Jesus talks about judgment so much in the Gospels, not to scare us, but so that we can see how good it is to live for God now to receive the reward of heaven for eternity. Making the change from having God be a part of our life to the center of our life is tough. It's very difficult. So some steps to make that happen. Make a commitment to tell someone else, a family member, a friend, a loved one, that you want to do this. And you want to have them help you do this. Having someone keep us accountable is one of the best steps. Then, make a consistent effort to pray every single day. And have a part of your prayer be, Lord, help me make you the center of my life. Make a consistent effort to be at Mass every single Sunday. And lastly, go to confession regularly. Because when we don't go to confession, our sins block our vision of God, and we think we're doing really well when we have God as just a part of our life, and we don't even know what it could look like to have God be the center of our lives. Brothers and sisters, this is a challenge of being a disciple of Jesus. Being a disciple doesn't mean we fit God in. Being a disciple of Jesus means we fit the other stuff in around God, and maybe some of that stuff has to go away completely. Jesus, help us to make you the center of our lives.